Morning Watch, The Christian Life, Week 2, A Grafted Life. Friday Related Verses, Romans 6, 3-5. Or are you ignorant that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? We have been buried, therefore, with him through baptism into his death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so also we might walk in newness of life. For if we have grown together with him in the likeness of his death, indeed we will also be in the likeness of his resurrection. 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Romans 5:12-21. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and through sin death, and thus death passed on to all men, because all have sinned. In order that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Related reading. When the divine life enters into the human life, the divine life becomes the content, and the human life becomes the container and the expression. But there is no exchange or trade of lives. The divine air, the heavenly pneuma, is dispensed into us, but it is not exchanged for our human life. Rather, it is dispensed into us and mingled with us. Our Christian life is not an exchanged life. It is altogether a matter of the divine life dispensed, infused into our human life. The Lord's life becomes ours in resurrection. He uplifts the original functions given to us at creation and enriches, strengthens, and even saturates our whole being. This new life is a life of two lives grafted into one. In this union are victory, life, light, power, and all the other divine attributes. All of these are ours, not by an exchange, not by reckoning, but by being grafted into him. We were created by God in his image, and according to his likeness. However, due to Adam's fall, our life became the natural life of the old creation in Adam. There are two main elements in our natural life of the old creation. The first element is sin, and the second is death. Through one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and through sin, death. Thus, sin reigned in us through death, and death reigned over us through the offense of the one, Adam. Therefore, in Adam we did not reign in life. Rather, we were under the ruling of sin and death. However, as the last Adam, Christ died an all-inclusive death on the cross. And through such a death, he brought everything of the Adamic life to the cross, and had a great ending there. It is through the all-inclusive death of Christ that we allow the life of Christ to reign in us instead of sin and death. Thus, it is no longer sin and death that reign in us. Rather, it is grace and life that reign in us. Our natural life needs to be annihilated, completely destroyed, put out of existence with Adam in our co-death with Christ. In our baptism, we have been buried with Christ into his death, and thereby the natural life of our old man in Adam has been annihilated. We reign in life not only in our dying with Adam, but also in our living with Christ. Romans 6:8 shows our organic union with Christ in his death and resurrection. Such an organic union is best illustrated in grafting. We were grafted with Christ and have grown together with him in his death and resurrection. Although our natural life was defiled by sin and death through the fall, we have received the resurrection life of Christ into us through our death and resurrection with him. This resurrection life of Christ is the life-giving spirit, who enlivens us from within, that we may be raised with Christ. In resurrection, our God-created faculties are restored. Moreover, they are enriched with, uplifted by, and saturated with Christ's resurrection life for us to experience and enjoy all that Christ is. Our natural life belongs to the realm of the old creation, the old man. In baptism, we put off our old man. Moreover, our old man was crucified with Christ. In our practical experience, however, we need to allow the Spirit, who indwells our regenerated spirit, to spread to our mind, so that in such a mingled spirit, we may be nourished and renewed by the fresh supply of the resurrection life of Christ.